Beaudre.
I'm so honored to be the opening speaker here at the Greater Reset and so inspired by the pure energy, intention, and hard work of the creators and the organizers. Thank you so much. There will be a tomorrow. There'll be smiles, there'll be freedom. There'll be parades that stretch as far as the miles of gratitude for those who stood in harm's way, the hostages of truth that helped get us through. Because of us, there'll be those who be ready to bring about change. People are getting a really close look at all the wasted potential that happened from standing still. And we are faced with a seemingly impossible task. And it's okay to be afraid. Our dilemma stands before us like a mountain carved into a blockade. The sheer magnitude of it will be enough to dissuade anyone. How do we save the world? In the words of the great artist Shane Khoisan, the burden seems immense, but we can do this. We must do this. We must take the martial arts approach to loving each other, love as self-defense. And we are facing crisis. And there seems to be so many who just miss the truth. And I don't know if it's because I can't accept it or because committing to change is a scary prospect for anyone. But the most alarming part of the statement, we are facing crisis, is not the word crisis. It is the word we. Because those two letters take responsibility off one and rest it squarely on the shoulders of everybody. But our strength will come from finding a way in sharing and shouldering the burden of turning the impossible into somehow. Somehow we can do this. We must do this. We must dismiss apathy. We must reject uncertainty. We must be the next chapter in our story, even though we will not see global change immediately. And I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of living in a world that says people only come together when faced with catastrophe. Let us come together today in manifestation of the world that we will create. All right, so I made a pretty extensive slideshow, and I'm not going to be able to go through it all. I'm only going to touch on a few things. But I wanted you guys to all...
Is it in here? Where is it at?
It's like underneath. It's okay. I can just use this one if you want.
Okay, then go
yeah,
for it.
That's fine. All right, like I said, I made a pretty... Thank you. All right, so I did make a pretty extensive slideshow, but I'm only going to be able to touch on a few of these things. But I want you guys to all have the information to take with you to dive into it at your own time. All right. Click. All right. In our modern world, the paradigm of Western medicine presents both remarkable strengths and critical shortcomings. On one hand, it excels in emergency care, swiftly tackling surgeries and treating serious injuries. It can be a true lifesaver. But let's dive a little deeper into the nuances. One glaring issue is the overwhelming reliance on drugs. While painkillers, antibiotics, and even surgeries have their place, the profit-driven model of big pharma significantly influences medical decisions. Hospitals in this paradigm profit from pain, death, and suffering, and it fosters a disconcerting reality that healthcare is often treated as a ruthless business. It is wealth care instead of healthcare. And furthermore, treatments are sometimes designed not to empower patients, but to create a cycle of dependence, perpetuating the reliance. The protection of knowledge becomes a cult-like shield, often legally enforced, restricting access to alternative care. And even more concerning is the persecution faced by holistic practitioners and patients. This further divides the medical community. Bureaucracy has held up a stop sign to our compassion, saying nothing can be done. It is the same spin that has been spun ever since they loaded apathy into a gun that sits unlocked in a cabinet of despair. There are holes in the safety net in the shape of people. We must reevaluate our approach to healthcare, fostering an environment where diverse perspectives and patient empowerment prevail. It is time to build a bridge, to shift the paradigm. And we couldn't ask for a better place to do this than in Mexico. I have been so gratified to find doctors here that bring me in for consultations. They're excited by our technologies and our protocols. And really, many of them have been trying to build this bridge for years. It's just us that's catching up. Click. Okay, so here at iHeal Collective, we understand that mixed modalities are the best way to treat patients and clients. What is mixed modality? It is a symphony of healing. And although one modality or approach can be effective, the optimal approach is to diversify treatments to encompass many methods and methodologies to achieve the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health. These are the four parts of the body that must be brought together into alignment to achieve real healing. Many treatments seem so structured, very cookie cutter. I'm sure many of you have been for a massage where it's the same timing and treatment for every patient. And although it can feel good, it's not usually corrective. And this is because people are not numbers. We need to treat based on diverse biochemistry and individual traumas. From the years that we've been doing this and the studies we have done, we have found that this is the most effective way to get long-lasting and dramatic results that are not just a band-aid to our pain, but it's actually corrective therapy. This is comprehensive medicine. And please, if you need to get this done, get it done sooner than later. It is always easier to prevent than to treat chronic illness. All right, have you ever felt a little bit under the weather before a miraculous turnaround? Well, this is the mystique of the healing crisis. I always like to touch on this because it's often misunderstood and can cause patients to stop their healing programs or detox protocols prematurely. And it's actually a positive signal from your body. Think of detox as a dance. As your body purges toxins, you might feel a temporary dip in well-being. It is a sign that your system is cleansing and regenerating, especially if toxins are the root of your health problems. And life fills us with toxins, from stress, pollution, medication, food, chemtrails, you name it. To break free, step one is to halt the toxic influx. As your body detoxifies, stored toxins make an exit, and it's not usually very comfortable. All right, so let's talk about the four parts of the body. We're gonna start with the physical. This is the world of allopathic basics. What are we made of? We are 86% hydrogen and oxygen, 12% carbon, 2% everything else, sulfur, nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, etc. Let's put what we are made of back into our bodies. Let's start there. Shocking, I know. If you can turn on your regeneration system, your immune system, and get your organs operating at the best of their capabilities, your entire life will change. We can regenerate. And when I get into our technologies, I'll tell you a little bit about how to do that. All right, what else are we made of? We're electricity, we're vibrations, we are energy. How does energy move through our bodies? Through our meridian channels. We have 12 meridians and 2 centerline meridians. These govern our energy. And when you get blockages in these meridians, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional, your energy is dripping, not flowing. We're the plumbers. All right, and let's talk a little bit about tension. Most practitioners and doctors will treat the injuries you're suffering from. And of course, this is a good thing. But unfortunately, most of them have no understanding that the injury is actually just a symptom of tension. Tension pathways. How tension is moved and is stored in the body is completely overlooked. This is why, even after surgeries and other therapies, we keep suffering again and again from the same problem. It's because we didn't deal with the root of it. All tension starts in the hands and the feet, which makes sense. These are the first things that interact with the world. And this leads to injury and breakdown of cartilage. For example, tennis elbow, carpal tunnel, arthritis. These are the same condition. It is all a buildup of tension. And if you need some help relieving tension, I'll be doing a workshop on Monday to show you how. Or if you want someone else to do it, come see our practitioners. They will do a combination of advanced reflexology and Raynaud's body therapy. This is a lethal combination for tension, inflammation, and injury. All right, have an understanding about the systems of the body and how they work together. And this, the more that you can understand this, the more that you can run this as a diagnostic system. And due to time, I can't go over all the systems of the body. I'm probably interest. But I do want to touch on the most ignored system from allopathic medicine, the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is a vital component of the body's immune system. It's an intricate network of vessels, nodes, and organs. It fights off infection and maintains fluid equilibrium in the body. It keeps our immune system functioning. By allopathic medicine's complete disregard and removal of lymphatic organs and nodes, they can obliterate the immune system. I'm sure all of you know someone that is missing their appendix, their spleen, their tonsils, and most of these people will struggle with health problems for the rest of their life, unless they can figure this stuff out. The lymphatic system is part of the circulatory system, but unlike the blood in your veins, it doesn't have a heart to pump it, so it relies on a few things to keep working. How do we do this? Number one, take it back to nature. The sun is an amazing detoxifier. Water's very regenerating. Get your feet in the ground or the sand or the dirt. Discharge those negative ions. And if you want to become an expert on how to do this, please go see Paul Roy's workshop. His 5 pillars of health dive really, really deep into this, and I honestly don't know anyone else that's more of an expert in this field. Unblock the meridian channels. Advanced reflexology, traditional Chinese medicine. Diffuse hydrogen into your cells. We'll talk about that in a minute. movement, exercise, inversion, things like lymphatic drainage, gua sha, all of these things work. All right, let's move on to the emotional and mental body. Within the intricate tapestry of our beings, there exists a profound connection between our emotional experiences and our physical selves. The notions of repressed trauma, those silent echoes of past emotional and mental distress, where do they go? The body is a reservoir of our experiences and often retains these suppressed emotions. Studies show that chronic stress, often stemming from unresolved traumas, can trigger a cascade of physiological responses. Consider tense shoulders and knots in the stomach, inexplicable fatigue. Our bodies, in their wisdom, sometimes speak what our words cannot express. Understanding the interplay between our emotional past and our physical present is crucial. All right, let's talk about a little bit of our spiritual body. I believe that we are multidimensional beings. Our bodies are simply the physical expressions, us living in the 3D. Healing at a spiritual level, whatever spiritualism means for you, allows us to heal more fully on all other levels. And we can clear memories from ourselves, DNA, using many different modalities, but the one most accessible to everyone is breathwork and intention. And I believe after myself, there's Illuminati Congo on. He's gonna teach us all how to breathe. So our bodies are carrying memories that from every trauma. They can manifest into pain, ailments, and any disorder, disease, and even chronic illness. I would like to take a quick moment to talk about one of our healers, Asia. She has been an energy work mentor to me, and when I asked her about her thoughts on the spiritual body, she told me that her journey with quantum shamanism and other modalities has led her through many aspects of healing on multiple levels. After working on thousands of clients, she has found the most effective treatments are the ones that address the spiritual level first. Very interesting, and I've come to realize that she is true. All right, so what I'm not gonna do today, what I'm not gonna do today, because we don't have the time for it, is to go into all the reasons why the spike protein and the jab are bad for you. If you don't know that by now, you haven't been paying attention. And frankly, I'm surprised that you're here. But what I do wanna talk about today briefly is the fact that our bodies are made to heal. There is nothing that we can achieve without the right mindset, energy, good science, and manifestation. All right? Yeah, that's right. Along with myself, Dr. Ross Anderson, and other brilliant doctors and practitioners around the world, we have formulated a program that we call Jab Rehab. We started this show almost 2 years ago on Rumble to educate and explore. You guys can look it up there. And we dive deep into what's actually going on in the body, how to detox and rehabilitate the body using different methods and treatments. But I want to focus today more on solutions. There are so many options available for you to detox the body based on where you are geographically, what you can afford, what's available to you, and what your body and your biochemistry is most in alignment with. All right, and the first thing to figure out what you need for your body, I always recommend, is live blood analysis. Live blood microscopy is not a diagnostic procedure. It is a personalized key to unlocking the secrets of your health. It is literally the universe inside. This technique allows us to detect things like nutritional imbalances before conventional tests can even raise alarms. It provides a unique experience on your well-being and is a cinematic exploration of your blood, and it reveals vital clues about what your body needs and its potential imbalances. Live blood analysis unveils a stress on your immune system and is a critical indicator of your overall health. It is a close-up view on your cells and exposes secrets behind poor digestion, EMF damage, free radicals, deficiencies, and toxicities. Dr. Ross Anderson is a pioneer with over 7,000 live blood examinations, and he has uncovered profound differences in the blood of the vaccinated and recently the unvaccinated. Viral shedding is real. And now we got like smart dust. Oof. But he will be here for this week, and he will be educating a select group of people this spring, maybe one of you guys, to help us lead us through the fascinating exploration at life is at its most intricate form, the blood that sustains us all. All right, Christian was a patient of mine in his early 70s. He had 2 strokes back to back, and he was brought into my clinic in Mexico. The survival rate of his condition is about 30 to 35%. And with love and understanding and our multifaceted mixed modality approach, we were able to get Christian 75% better, his words, not mine, in under 3 months. He rolled into my office a vegetable, almost, and he walked out on his own steam. I was so proud of him and for my entire team. And what we were able to achieve was not perfection, but it was the ability to give somebody their functional life back. Okay, so we've explored our core essences of vibration, frequency, and energy. Our bodies crave hydrogen and oxygen. It comprises 86% of our makeup. But how do we best replenish this essential duo? Brown's gas. Now, not all Brown's gas electrolyzers are created equal, and it took me a while to find the best one. The IHG 600 is a revolutionary machine that is made by a brilliant engineer named Ed Wunder. It produces 25% more gas than the leading machine. It electrifies water molecules, turning them into a plasma powerhouse that supercharges the body's mitochondria, and the body's mitochondria is the battery of our cells. All right, so basically picture a spa day for your cells, and this can be every day. The IHG 600 is an ultimate rejuvenation solution. It revitalizes your regeneration and immune systems while energizing your organs. It is not just therapy. It is the essence of rejuvenation at its finest. And always remember, there is nothing in the blood to carry hydrogen like red blood cells carry oxygen, so you can never get too much. Saturation is where the real healing starts. It simply dissolves into the blood and randomly dissipates throughout the circulatory system. Think of the image of a soaker hose, where the water weeps through the fissures of the hose. This is how hydrogen is distributed through the body. It weeps through our circulatory system. All right, so last year around this time, just before her 80th birthday, Marilee walked into my office at the intersection of degeneration and hope. Using many of our mixed modalities, therapies of body work, I paired this in clinic with Brown's gas. Marilee says we optimized her health and regenerated her tissues and got her off of 26 years of pharmaceutical abuse. Not her fault. And we also fostered a belief and motivation that the remaining years could be spent gracefully and actively intact. So she went back to the States after a few months of treatment and she bought her own machine. I didn't see her for 4 months, and the next time I saw her, my jaw dropped. She looked 15 years younger. I'm not kidding, it was incredible. And even though I know the power of molecular hydrogen, it still couldn't take away the shock of seeing her literally Benjamin Button. Man, I couldn't believe it. And she informed me that she spends her nights breathing Brown's gas. I was never breathing it all night, but oh my God, what a difference. And she is around here somewhere if you guys want to talk about her incredible healing journey. And she is just one of so many. All right, DMSO. I love this one. What is DMSO? DMSO is dimethylsulfoxide. It comes from tree lignin, which is an important component in plant cell walls, and is a byproduct of when you make paper. In Western medicine, DMSO is used as a cryoprotective agent for organ transplants, but unfortunately it stops there. In holistic healing, we call DMSO the miracle solvent. In the early 1960s, Dr. Stanley Jacobs discovered that highly purified DMSO could bind other substances to it and penetrate the skin and organ membranes without damaging them. And in 1965, the FDA banned DMSO. And the reasons for this is because DMSO is a natural compound, which means no profit margin because you can't patent it. And Dr. Stanley Jacobs said it best, the controversies around DMSO are bureaucratic and economic rather than scientific. I would say the world's leading ND on DMSO therapies now is Dr. Amanda Vollmer. She is amazing, and she's a wonderful guide, right? She's a wonderful guide into DMSO therapies, and her book, Healing with DMSO, has become like a pseudo-Bible to a lot of people in healing. And I have been baffled by the multifaceted nature of DMSO as an anti-inflammatory, analgesic, and antioxidant powerhouse. You guys should check it out. All right. Click. Okay, this is Hannah. Hannah is an 11-month-year-old with Down syndrome. She faced sight complications in her left eye after cataract surgery, and allelopathic treatments failed. So she was slated for a surgery that would put an Ahmed valve into her eye. This means this would have to be drained multiple times a year, and she could not rub her eye. She is a baby, so obviously her parents did not want to go through with this surgery. So they came to me and gave me 20 days to bring down the inflammation that pharmaceuticals could not. So I developed an experimental procedure that had DMSO therapy, Brown's gas, and Boswellia saccharide in frequent applications. And after only a few days, we started to see the inflammation drastically decrease. The doctors said it was a miracle. Today she sees the surgeon for the final time, proving the surgery unnecessary. And her ongoing protocols aim to completely restore her vision. Yeah. All right, let's dive deep into ozone therapy. So ozone therapy, unlike Brown's gas, which replenishes hydrogen and oxygen, ozone offers a supercharged oxygen option, it's a mouthful, with diverse benefits. This three-molecule gas challenges the traditional medicine's skepticism, but primarily it induces the healing crisis. Quick insights include that it has anti-inflammatory effects, red blood cell rejuvenation, antioxidant powerhouse. It supports detoxification, it annihilates microbes like bacteria and fungus, and it aids in pain management, and it accelerates wound healing. It also stimulates white blood cell production, and in the battle against cancer, it modulates apoptosis and aids in tumor necrosis factor production. And additionally, it eliminates petrochemicals. This is versatility. And for a deeper dive, please explore Dr. Ross Anderson, the Ozone Doc's work. And he can put his money where his mouth is. He had cancer 3 times, and using high doses of ozone in his protocols, he is the definition of a survivor and a thriver, and a teacher of the knowledge they are so trying so hard to desperately bury. The wonders of ozone therapy. All right, so in the realm of healing, frankincense has emerged as a captivating enigma. Now, not all frankincense is created equal. And if we're looking for high medicinal qualities, we look for 2 kinds of frankincense. Boswellia serta from Ethiopia, or best yet, Boswellia sacra from the Darfur region of Oman. And it has so many properties. These are just a few. Antibacterial and antifungal. Anti-inflammatory. Anti-cancer. I do want to stop here, though. Boswellia sacra causes apoptosis, which is unhealthy cell death. Most notably against 2 of the most aggressive forms of cancer, leukemia and glioblastomas. And I have seen the progress of this with my own eyes, and it's incredible. Stress reduction. When inhaled, frankincense oil has been shown to reduce heart rate, high blood pressure, and helps reduce stress reactions and negative emotions. With frankincense, there's more than meets the eye. From soothing sunburns to battling fevers, it's not just amazing for your skin or a life-changing toothpaste, which it is. My mouth has never felt better. It tackles candida, arthritis, bronchitis, ulcers, and so much more. But it's not just for humans. Animals benefit a lot from it, too. Boswellia sacra frankincense has been helping me rewrite the story of holistic wellness in my clinic. And it smells so good. All right. Ivermectin, the horse paste. All right. It once hailed for defeating parasites, and as we all know, it's now fabulous to combat any flu. Ivermectin shines the potential cancer game changer. It disrupts cancer cells, curbs tumor growth, and even collaborates within existing treatments, possibly revolutionizing cancer therapy. Its impact, especially when paired with DMSO for conditions like multiple sclerosis and cancer, is astounding. Imagine an FDA affordable drug that's approved, reshaping cancer treatment in ways we have yet to fathom. Ivermectin rewrites the story of cancer treatment. It's showcasing boundless potentials of medical science with ivermectin in combination therapy. It is a new chapter in the fight of the horse paste. All right. Who we are. All right. We are iHeal Collective. We are a team of independent practitioners and light workers who work together to optimize your health. We rely on each other's experience and talents to help our patients excel at every level. We are passionate and actually care and believe wholeheartedly that we are here together to build a better future. And this is the paradigm that we've created. In our world, simplicity is key. We unite ethical practitioners, and then we educate them and forge a network that fuels the freedom cells. How? Through compelling content and media, we allow and educate our patients to find us. Our journey begins through a thorough intake process, a dialogue of our ethical practitioners' brain trust. This is kind of our version of triage. At the heart of this all is our stellar team, and it's the cornerstone of our mission. These connections intertwine and form a tapestry of healing. And with these robust communities in place, we unleash the media to enlighten the masses, reaching those with a freedom-conscious spirit. Some embark on an extraordinary path, diving into our mixed modality training, or maybe becoming a live blood analyst, or even joining our research and development team. This is an incredibly fast-growing industry, and if you guys know about the population, we know in the next 20 years, a lot of our population is about to age out. And become age, there comes health problems, especially within this world. So we need to create an army of healers. This is a paradigm where empowerment meets education, and individuals evolve into architects of their own well-being. I'm glad you're here to join us in this transformative journey where knowledge ignites freedom. All right, can my team please stand up? This is not my whole team, but there are a few of them here. All of you guys, thank you. Everyone, yeah, right? Every one of these individuals has earned my respect and gratitude as they have helped iHeal Collective and so many people navigate the rough road we've been diverted onto. It has made us stronger and better light workers, practitioners, doctors, and people. We are done being cogs in a machine that has been breaking down for decades. We have been digging trenches deeper into ourselves because there is a war being waged upon us. Not with artillery. Who needs those explosions of noise when you have something as quiet and as deadly as red tape? The climb back to sure footing isn't always as easy as putting your best foot forward. But we will not allow indifference to take the place of our mercy. We will not distract ourselves by whatever new controversy is handed to us. Diversion will not take the place of our focus. We will not sink deeper into an abyss of lassitude while the cord that connects us to our humanity is being chewed through by greedy teeth. We will fight for one another. We will sidestep calamity like a matador taking on a bull and rise, as if the sun has taken the day off and hired you as a substitute, leaving a lesson plan in a world full of students that see no practical value in what you are teaching. Teach them. Today's lesson is the same as every day before it, because the class has been struggling with this assignment. Shine. You must teach this by example. So hand out sunglasses, and do not dim yourself for the sake of their comfort. This world is practiced in demanding those who can cast light not do it with such radiance. Show them. And remember, some people require more light than others, so make a little extra. Thank you. Thank you. It's my time. Thank you to Shoin Kazan for all his wonderful words.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a Great Reset for humanity, the Freedom Cell Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a 5-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.